This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Joining me on the phone in Toronto is Ibrahim Daniel, the General Secretary of the Pakistan People's Party in Canada. Thank you for joining me.
Okay, my pleasure.
Now, Ibrahim, can you tell me, with the latest developments in the case against Musharraf, a Pakistan court has now issued an arrest warrant for General Musharraf because of his implication in the death of Benazir Bhutto?
Adam, Benazir Bhutto's assassination was not a small thing. In fact, Mr. Musharraf was negligent on providing enough and appropriate security to Benazir Bhutto, even when she demanded. He said, if you do not stay in Pakistan and come after the elections in Pakistan in 2007, only he will provide enough security. In Rawalpindi, when Muharrem Benazir Bhutto was assassinated, there was rumors in the air that Musharraf is behind, and the state is in fact behind that murder. And obviously, Musharraf was the in charge at that time. He was the head of the state. But when the government of Pakistan People's Party came, they did not take any revenge. They let the Musharraf go. And now the government, led by PPP coalition, they asked United Nations to investigate into the matter. United Nations team came, they investigated. And then where United Nations left their findings, the Pakistani agencies, in fact, started from that point. Mm-hmm. After a lot of investigations and interrogation, they found that the conspiracy to kill Muharrem Benazir Bhutto was not one person, it came from the top. And General Musharraf was the person behind that. The Musharraf said, "Oh no, this is something revenge. We never, People's Party government never interfered in the court's decisions. This is the court who decided that. And now Musharraf has to face the music."
Right. Now, how much weight does this court have internationally? Because I know Musharraf is now no longer in Pakistan. Is it possible to have him brought back?
It's not the, that the court is powerful. Court is one of the, it's within the judicial system of the Pakistan. When court will order to the government of Pakistan to bring Musharraf back, government of Pakistan is bound to act on that.
Okay.
And what will happen, the government will decide, if government decides, they will contact the Interpol, and most probably Interpol will be requested to bring Musharraf back to the government of Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does this ruling, this arrest warrant on Musharraf mean to the supporters of Benazir Bhutto in Pakistan?
These warrants doesn't say that he is a guilty or he's nominated. The agency, Federal Investigating Agency, wants Musharraf to join the investigation procedures. He failed to do that. Mm-hmm. And the agency approached the court of law that we need arrest warrant for Musharraf so that he can join investigation forcefully.
Okay.
So it's better for Musharraf if he comes to Pakistan and if his hands are clean. He should say, "I'm clean. I'm not involved in the Benazir Bhutto's murder. I'm going to join investigation." But he will not, because he was involved.
And he was involved in the fact that when Benazir went out into public, when Bhutto went into public, she was not given the type of security that she needed?
Not only she was not giving the security, but the police officers who were arrested, they told that they were reporting each and every incident to Musharraf, and on the orders of the Musharraf, they tried to remove all the evidences available at that time on ground. For example, they watched the spot right away with water. I mean, why they did it? They tried to destroy all the evidences which can be helpful later on to prove who is the behind that murder.
Right, who was guilty.
But they did it on the orders of Musharraf, because Musharraf was the president at that time. That means Musharraf was monitoring and controlling at that time that incident.
So he was obviously paying attention to when she would make public appearances, and when she asked for more security, he wasn't able to provide that. So he is guilty by the fact that he was not able to provide that? Or is he guilty by the fact that he may have actually ordered her death?
In fact, the police officers told to the inquiry officers, because it's a long inquiry, so police officers told the inquiry officers that it was Musharraf who was monitoring and who ordered us to destroy all the evidences at the time and at the spot of the murder. I mean, they removed everything, they washed, they cleaned the place right away. I mean, in the whole world, if a murder is committed for even a single person, an ordinary person of any country, the evidences are there, and the forensic people comes and they try to take the maximum evidences from the spot. But in that case, Musharraf told the police officer immediately call fire brigade, and they said, okay, remove everything, clean the road, clean everything, so that evidences cannot be collected from the scene. And that was done on the instructions of Musharraf. So circumstantial evidences leads that Musharraf was the conspirator for this murder.
And obviously, since Benazir Bhutto's death, I mean, a lot of investigation has gone on into this. What does Benazir Bhutto mean to the people of Pakistan?
Benazir Bhutto means a legendary leader. She was the person who gave hope to the people of Pakistan. And she was the person who were instrumental to bring democracy in Pakistan. Now, even Pakistan People's Party has a lot of opposition, facing opposition in the country. But all opposition leaders, everyone says in Pakistan that this democracy was not possible if Benazir Bhutto was not there. She was an international leader. She knows the White House even more than the people living in White House. She knows the international politics. She was a teacher. She was a professor. She was a mentor. She was a leader. And people love her because she gave hope and she brought the democracy in the country.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ibrahim.
Thank you. And thank you very much, Adam. And I really appreciate your help, that you're helping Canadians to understand what's going in Pakistan.
Thank you so much.